The South Sudan government shut down all schools and universities on March 20th to prevent spread of the coronavirus. At the time, some students at the University of Juba had already written their end-of-semester examinations. Professor Mairi John Blackings, the university's academic registrar, says the open book examination is different from the university's normal exams.
What we test is completely different sets of skills. The key skills that we test is analysis of situations. We may give students data, and how do you apply? It's apply knowledge that we're looking for. How do you apply the knowledge? Something that you cannot copy and paste.
Professor Blackings says students will have one day to bring back the answer booklet and then will take home the next exam. He says allowing at-home exams will ensure that students do not miss this school year. He says the university is particularly focused on preventing female students from dropping out of school while schools remain closed.
South Sudan is notorious for early or teenage marriage. Sometimes the only protection these female students have against such a practice is the fact that they're in classroom. And if they're not in classroom or in schools, they're open. They are completely vulnerable. And this is what we want to prevent.
One of the students, Josephine Keji, says the open book examination is easier than strictly supervised examinations.
You will try your best. And if you fail, you open the book, you go to internet, you search, you get some answers there. But during examination, they will not allow you to open book. To search on internet, you suffer there alone.
Reverend Father David Tombe Leonardo, former education coordinator in the Catholic Diocese of Juba, says examinations that are taken home will not be credible because of the lack of supervision, which he says opens the door to cheating.
There is a possibility of somebody doing examination for someone, and somebody will simply pass. There is a possibility that somebody also has the text and will simply copy. That really will not be an examination.
The exams started on Monday, July 27th. Father Leonardo says the best thing the university should have done is call students to sit at the university under supervision while following strict coronavirus preventive measures.
The credibility of the certificate that somebody will get thereafter matters a lot, because if a person really gets high mark and what he gives out does not correspond to the qualification that the paper says, this is something different.
The Media Development Institute, or MDI, in Juba is also giving students coursework which will be marked as their final semester examinations. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.